I'm joined by Steve Drench after Guiseley's 3-0 home defeat against Macclesfield. Steve, can you start for me by trying to sum up the performance and the result for me?
Just disappointing, to be honest, is probably the only way to describe it. Obviously, we came into the game after the Friday night game, obviously. Playing on TV for the first time, whatever else, putting a decent performance, didn't get the points, but tonight was just the complete opposite. Macclesfield completely bossed the game from start to finish. And it could have been more, to be honest, just we couldn't get into the game, giving the ball away. Didn't really create many chances, obviously. We've missed a penalty and one or two other bits, but nothing clear cut. And they just dominated the game from start to finish, to be honest.
Can you put your finger as to why we were so outclassed in that first half, especially?
I think that's a good way to put it, to be honest. I just think that they were just better. I think the formation that they played was there to match us up, and they had a clear game plan as to when we tried to play off the backs. Obviously, we like to play football. They just pressed us and didn't let us do it. Then we resorted to playing a bit more direct, which doesn't really suit our style of play. But just with the formation, the tactics that they were deploying, we couldn't play our own game, and it's fell into their trap really. But they've done a job on us, to be honest.
Were they better than the league table suggested from what you're expecting?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think even at this early stage of the season, the league table is a little bit false. Obviously, a few teams that have started off really well have fell away, and a few teams that haven't started so well have picked up a few points. But obviously, Macclesfield, the next league team, some good experienced players with some good young talent as well. But like I say, we've just been dominated from first minute to last.
From your point of view as goalkeeper, how much of an impact did the weather have for you personally, of course? Absolute torrential rain from about 6 o'clock.
It's always tricky, to be honest, but at the end of the day, there's two goalkeepers on the pitch and there's 20 outfield players as well, so it's difficult for everyone, really, but it's just one of them. I mean, we can see how the pitch cut up, blah, 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 the ball didn't move as well as we wanted to, but they've had to play on the same pitch as us as well. So
did they just adapt to it?
Yeah, I think they did, and I mean, like we say, we tried to play football and they didn't let us do it. We ended up playing into their hands a little bit, really, but there's no excuses.
So going forward, non-league day on Saturday and an away trip to Forest Green Rovers, who are second tonight, but only because they haven't played yet.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier, but I think that'll be a bit of a wake-up call for us tonight, to be honest. I mean, we could have gone into the game on Saturday against Forest Green, who have obviously had a really good start under false pretences, really. But I think with the disappointing performance tonight, it might give us a bit of a kick up the backside to pull our finger out on Saturday and put in a better performance.
Looking at the way results have gone at home, 4 defeats, all to nil scorelines. Why is Nethermore proving so hard to be a fortress this season? They seem to be a lot better away from home this season so far.
I just think it's, like you say, it's just playing the fact that when we're at home, we're supposed to like take the game to the opposition, if you like. While away from home, we can sit back and try and play on the counter attack a little bit, and obviously that's shown by the home form compared to the away form. But it's a funny one, really. I mean, you look at the games we've lost at home, and we've played some nice footballing patches, but obviously tonight we've been outplayed Aldershot, we've been outplayed Gateshead. You could argue for 45 minutes the better team. I just think it's just a case of being a little bit more clinical when we do get the chances, because the teams we are playing against, especially at home, if they get a chance, they stick it in. And that's Lincoln Friday night proved. They had one half decent chance first 20 minutes, stuck it in the goal, and they just sat back and defended for 90 minutes. And if you're good enough to do that, then that's fair enough. But obviously at home, We're trying to come out and attack and take the game by the scruff of the neck, and obviously it doesn't always work out to our advantage.
So going forward then, as we say, away at Forest Green, hopefully a chance away from home. Does that take a bit of pressure off, perhaps? The fact that we are going to, you know, the perceived...
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like you say, Forest Green have had a really good start, and obviously with our result tonight, people will be looking at us and thinking, oh, that's a guaranteed 3 points for Forest Green. But like we've shown, obviously we went to Braintree, we're doing really well. Went down there the other week and beat them 1-0. So I'd like to hope we can go down there, put in a better performance, and obviously we'll see where we go from there.